always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, you always hurt the one you love, the one you wouldn't hurt at all. But the truth of it is, you don't know what love is. You, hardly anybody realizes what love is. There are those who find it themselves and those who are completely lost. So what I want to do this evening is make it very simple for those of you who have never ever been able to overcome anything. I just want to share some simple ideas and thoughts that why you suffer so much. And the more you try to overcome the suffering, not knowing where it came from, you suffer more. Now, if I tell you, and I am going to tell you, that it may cause you to get angry with me or say, this man is stupid. I would say, if you said that, you are, not me. I want to tell you that emotion is not normal for humans. Emotions are good for monkeys and other creatures, but it's not for man. Then you may say, well, how do I get the motivation, the energy to move and have my being? That's a good question, but where would you get the motivation? When I first say to you, emotion is the reason why you suffer. And if you could get rid of that emotion and replace it or make it more perfect. Now, you can't make it more perfect, I shouldn't say that, because it's not. You don't have the power to do that. You do that when you have a thought about somebody who hurts you. And when that person hurted you, they imprinted the identity of themselves, and you will not see it. I wanted to spend a little time telling you something very simple. I used to be a hypnotist, good bad. I was good at it, but it was not good for anybody. I've learned a lot about that. But how do you hypnotize a person? I'm going to share it with you, and I hope you identify what I'm saying. If a person upsets you, now very simple, you come into the world, and the world comes into you. You come into a home, you come into school, you come into wherever you are. You will always have people who are cruel, and they don't know they're cruel, or they think that being cruel or being angry is naturally right. But as long as you are emotionally connected to the world, you are disconnected from your Creator. Now, listen to me. You want to call me? 800-877-3227. West Coast time is... I'm live from 6 p.m. to the end of the hour. And the others are just old programs, making it three programs, which sounds like they're all live. They're not. So if you want to call me, 800-877-3227, and the office number, if you want to buy anything or have some whatever it is you need, it's 877-877-3227. Yeah, the first one I gave you was The Office, 800-877-3227. And this one is 800-866-8883. You can call me. But let me go back to my point. I'm going to teach you something about something very important about what's wrong with you. And it's very simple, but you may get, your eyes will go up and say, this guy's crazy. I will be crazy in just a few minutes. I hear the music coming in, and I'm going out and coming back in.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. I am going to talk to you about something that you may not like, but it's essential for somebody to tell you. The average expert, or the authorities, psychiatry, psychology, medicine, they can't cure you, but I can help 95% of you if you are willing, if you don't get angry with me and say what a stupid I am, it doesn't make any sense. It may not make, the good things I say may cause you to think I'm crazy, because if there's something wrong with you and there's something right with me, you know that bad people, cruel people, they hate innocence. And that's where I need to begin. Just from the beginning, to show you something. Something very dangerous if you use it. But most of you don't have enough strength to do what I'm about to share with you. Or nor would you want to do it, because you're decent. Now let me start to show you what's wrong with everybody on earth. Emotion. Emotion is for monkeys. That's a driving force. Adam fell from grace and experienced to become part animal and part human, and that is the reason why you're an extension of that all the way through the whole world. The whole world, yes. And so, let me show you how dangerous emotion is. When a person, please, this is so simple, but so dangerous. I used to be a hypnotherapist. Many years with it, I slowly moved away to a higher understanding. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm doing to the person that was done to him or her. I'm talking about hypnosis. What causes hypnosis? How does Adolf Hitler yell and yell and yell, and all of a sudden people, the whole country of Germany began to become subject to the bully? But he's so good at it, etc., etc. We won't go into that now. I just want to say that it's so. When I was a 15-year-old boy, I was asking, how could this happen? How could just ordinary people be driven to the power of one man? Of course he has background, media, all the rest of it. But you come back to the simple person. Come back to the simple person, and this is what happens. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you ever get angry? Do you get upset? Do you become annoyed? Do you become irritated? Getting your feelings hurt? Do you see thoughts that come up in your mind? Perhaps your parents who beat you. Now, how did that happen? Now, I'm going to make it simple. Forget that just for a moment. Come back. If I was in a room with you to make a point, and I wanted to hypnotize a person quickly, I would watch the person to see and sense what has been done to him. I can then take up and do to him and take control of his life. And he won't know I did it. Let me try another way. If you are upset, now let me take you where? All the way back to a child. When you come into the world, I've got to say it this way. But before that, I just something else jumped in my way to say this again. If you want to control somebody, if you have the strength or the guts to get upset with somebody, or the cruelty that you've experienced by somebody else who's upset you, and take and made you subject to them, but then you're no longer yourself, and the extension of that is you become an appeaser to the bully. And if you want to become strong again, you have to do the same as the bully did to you, made you an appeaser, hoping to have peace with that person. All it does is it emboldens them, make them more angry and more control over you. Now, let me say this again. If you have been upset, maybe you had nice parents and you come into the world and you have nice parents, but something goes wrong and someone is cruel, something is upsetting, whatever it is that upsets, robs you of who you are. You will never be yourself, but you will never be the same. You will never know that something is in you, identity in you, that acts as you. So it speaks through you, and you think those thoughts are yours. And you never will understand why that person who's upset you controls you. Now you want to get angry and fight back. But the trouble is, unless you know how to deal with that person, fighting back only upsets that person, and then he upsets you, and it grows to a fight. And the one that's the most upsetting will stimulate something of himself in you. And you will never understand what's happening to you after that. But let me say one more time to make it very simple. I just mentioned different situations. If you get upset, that's the three or four words. The person that is upsetting you now or in the past, then in the far past, then It's all the same identity going forward. So when you have, so when you get upset, you cannot help but when you are in the world, and everywhere in the world, everywhere you go, you experience upset. You become more and more feeble. You become an appeaser. To be nice to people, hoping they won't be upset. But all you do is to make them give them more power. When you appease the person, to try to make yourself free, to hope the person will love you, all it does is causes that person to entwine himself in you, to move his identity inside you. And that spirit, it's a spirit, it moves from one person who upset you, then you turn around and you go out in the world and somebody upsets you again, that's another one. And you lose your job and you get upset, that's another one. But guess what? Every one of those upsets has a spirit in it. And the spirit is the same for everybody. And everybody, to varying degrees, how many upsets have you had? How many upsets have you had in your life? You can count it on with having anxiety, having diseases, having drugs, and to take the pain away from the fact that you have no more substance in yourself that was once a child when it came into the world. Okay? Now, I know how to do all this, but having learned how to do it and seeing how dangerous that is, I had to search for a solution. Now, maybe you have suffering. Maybe you have mental problems, mental, physical problems. Because most of your problems are based on emotion. And if you could eliminate emotion, if you can replace it with a light, I don't mean an ordinary light. No. I mean an extraordinary light. In the scripture it says, "Be still and know I am God." It's necessary to understand that scripture. I will do so the best I can every night here. If you just call me, 800-877-3227 at 6 p.m. West Coast time, Monday through Friday, yes. I will be happy to talk to you. But I think you're sort of reeling back and saying, this man's crazy. All right. Let me see if I can get you to do a little test. Have you been angry with your mother? Put your hand up. I would say most of you, when you came into the world, came into a cruel world without love. Now, if you say, I love my wife, the chances are that's not true. The chances are that you are being pulled in with pleasure. You learn to feel better than you deserve, and the woman is then destined to give you what you want or reject it because there's something wrong with it. She senses it. She thought you were a decent man, and you weren't. But once you're involved with that man, he wants more from you. And the more he wants from you, you get upset. When you get upset, you give in. Or you fight back. And he gives in. But he still, he becomes dependent on you. You take the, he takes the in the identity of your wife or the woman, especially because he handles pleasure, emotional pleasure. So when you have a fight with somebody, when somebody wants to hurt you, the chances are, if you've been hurt before, you can be hurt again, and then again, and then again, and then again, and then all of a sudden a picture of the person rises, and it bothers you, and you get angry to fight it. No, all you've done is feed the identity, and the identity is demonic. Everybody who has what I just said has a demonic thing inside you. And it's the same for everybody on this earth. And it is a collective thing, because the more you get upset, the more you can be upset. And it's not just people keeping you upset all the time, which is the case, but you get upset with yourself. Then you take your frustrations and do it to others. What was done to you? And for a moment you have a relief. For a moment you have a little relief. But then you become like the person that hurt you. And all this motion is creating a tremendous amount of anxiety. Now you have to understand what anxiety is. Anxiety is the distance between your Creator. Yes? The distance between you and Him is a space. It's a space. And the space is painful, because every time you get upset, you lose energy. You lose energy because you give the energy to the person that's upset you. He feeds on that. He feeds like an animal. With you in conflict with your human. And offense, you give in. And you give more of yourself, hoping that the bully will be nicer to you. Or you become a bully and do to others what was done to you. So, you can be in a bully state any moment, or an appeasing state every moment, but you won't have any happiness. You won't ever answer the problem. The more you get upset, emotion, the more further you move away from the light. Then you say, where is the light? What is this man speaking about? A light? Well, there's something inside you, if I may stop for a minute, to just breathe for a minute, and I ask you one simple question. All I want you to know is, who is it that did this to you a long time ago? Or maybe you have been able to survive a certain reason, and did some good things, but sooner or later you're going to meet your Waterloo. And as sweet and kind as you are, the person who wants to control you. Let me give you an example. You're a beautiful lady, and you have good way about you. You're pure. You really want to be pure. And purity is within you as you came into the world. You had the situation where you didn't have to be angry, and your parents allowed you to grow up and become a beautiful lady. I just know if I described that correctly. But one day, let me put it this way. One day, she sees a man who seems to be such a nice person. And he takes you out for dinner. And then he takes you out for dinner again. And he doesn't try to have you, if you know what I mean. And that will go on for 6 months or so. But this one wants you, but you can't see it. He's waiting for it to be in your mind. I'd like to marry this man. But maybe you don't get that. You just think he's a wonderful person and you are actually surviving. He's a sweet man. He's never put his hands on you. He's acting the perfect person. This is why you must wait a long time for getting married. A year or two, at least. I'm warning you. And if you are a gracious lady, and you have not given in to him, and he really wants it, and somehow, I'm just going to, there's something here I want is missing here. But all of a sudden, he gets angry inside him, a little anger, and then he swears at you for a moment, and it shocks you. And he pretends like he's crying and hurt. But all that nice things he was doing for you was piling up as, wow, this is a nice man. And with that, you got to see, you mustn't make a decision. You got to watch in your mind that this is how it can happen. And all of a sudden, he gets irritated. And he says, all of a sudden, he shocks her. And says a swear word or something. And you're not ready for it. And upset you. Got you. And you feel guilty when you get angry with him. Guess what? You feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you give yourself to that man. It happens thousands of times. Millions of times. You have to be very aware. But that's only a situation to make a point. How far they will go, like Obama. Well, he seemed like he was a wonderful person, didn't he? Now look back, you almost lost your country. He loves you. He doesn't seem to want to hurt you. But he's doing it. But you can't see it. We almost lost our country, you see. But so many people had loved him. Because he loved the worst in them. He loved the worst in them. And those who are good still can still be caught up in that. Because as the ability to get a job, which is part of the anger, what causes you to be angry is to make it impossible for you to keep your job. And then you get upset. And you can see it. That he's doing this and helping all the wrong people and loving the worst in them. But you are the one that's the taxes come from, and those get the money from you, from Obama. And pretty soon you get upset, and when you're upset, you give in. You go on. You go on. Like other people getting free money, and you become one of them. I'll be right there. You heard of Karl Marx, haven't you? That's how he works. Intimidating, accusing others of what you are. Did you hear that? Accuse others. If your father is the angry person, and you are a little boy, a little girl, and he's impatient, that's anger. And you see him for what he is, where he doesn't see it for himself. Remember, the person who is broken, the person who is the servant of a bully. Let me say it again. Again, I must say, is every family has a parent, and every parent is the extension of their parent. For the most part, it is, and it's getting much worse. But if you look into the world of the past, the parent walks in the shoes of mother. Mother walks in the shoes of grandmother, etc., etc. It never stops. So it's understandable that you, when you react to your parent who's angry, who is trying to make you a good person, anger only does when you rebel, when you see there's something wrong, when your mother's impatient, and you're a little boy and a little girl, you see what's wrong. But mother, please, Dad, please don't. Get into bed, do this. All the emotion comes in, and you see it. You see the injustice, the horrible injustice. They don't see it. They don't see it. And in not seeing it, they make a copy of themselves. And then you'll make a copy of yourself without you realizing it at all. You'll be doing that. You can say to yourself, when I grow older, I'm not going to be that way. You only got two choices. Spoil them, or beat them, or take your frustration out on them. Yesterday I gave a story, which I made up, but it's real. It happens. A boss has a fight with his wife, and he loses. He loses his cool. He loses the power of manhood to the woman. And he's missing something. He's frustrated. He has to take it out on something. Listen to that word. Take it out. There's something in them that wants them to do to others what was done to them. And he goes to work. And he meets the foreman. And the foreman, he gets angry with the foreman and punishes him and yells at him. And the foreman turns around and does the same thing to the workers. They go home upset. And guess what? They have to relieve the pain of something inside you that shouldn't be there. A spirit. The spirit is the same for everybody on earth. One single spirit. With different games to play with your head. But if you had no emotions, if somebody came up to you and upset you, and you listen to Roy Masters and say, calm, I will show you. I'm not going to tell you how to do it right now. I'm going to show you that if you can not react, which is impossible, I'm saying you can't help but react. You cannot stop it no matter what. And if you can't stop it, you get angry with yourself. And you're doing yourself in. And images of what happened to you, they come back to greet you. And if you get upset with it, trying to get rid of the memory, the thoughts, the picture, when you get angry with it, which is not a thing, it's the spirit. And it's just dressed up as the person. Just dressed up as the person. And the person is in you, and you can see that. But when you try to upset, get rid of it, guess what? You're giving yourself to it, and it emboldens it to come again, and to come again. And so every time it comes again, it's another symptom of sickness and disease and whatever it is. Depending on how much anger you have, so much must you have to make you feel better. But then, people rising from the forests of South America with dope, they rise to the occasion of your need, and you have anxiety. And the anxiety is the relationship between how far away you are from God, how deeply you are involved in giving your life to the bully. And the bully is come from another bully, and it's the same thing. You go back and back, just like the mother, who is the extension of her mother. And she's walking, and she says to herself, when I get older, when you're a little girl, when I get older, I'm going to be the best mommy there is. It's not going to be. Because there's something missing in you. You want something, what was taken away from you, a life force. You keep giving in and giving in, you're giving a life force. And all kinds of illnesses and diseases that cannot be cured unless you understand how to deal with the system that comes as a system. If you were ISIS, your parents would be horrible. Your schools would be horrible. The whole idea, smack them, smash them, upset them. Do nothing else but do it day and night until there's nothing left of them. Listen, even you, living in America, you are broken. You also could murder. You also can go crazy. You could also go have anxiety and take all kinds of sicknesses to cure it, all kinds of medicine coming from a dark side of the force, from South America. And the guy comes up and gives you drugs, and it makes you feel better. No. The more better you feel, the more you want. The more you want, the worse you get. Nothing can cure you. Nothing. You're all going to die in a special way. But not all. Because there are decent people who find it. But I'm not talking about decent people. Decent people are listening to me and appreciating what I'm saying. How can I tell these people? This is when you start to want to share it with people, you don't know how. You know it's happened to you, but you may not know how to help them. I know how to do it for myself. I know how to do it for you. It's very simple. But let me come back to that little titsy-witsy thing. A little titsy-witsy thing. All I have to do, all you have to do, and please don't do it, is to be rude. Look, I'll tell you another story and start again. A father beats his son. He gets angry. He's taking his frustration out of the baby, out of his son, I mean, excuse me. And he beats, and he beats, oh, Dad, please don't do it. And he's crying. This man is hostile. He's taking his frustration out from what? From you. He wants your life force. He's lost his life force to the other person. So you have to, he's become the other person. You become what you hate. You become what you hate. Get it? How do you stop doing it? I will show you. Go to fhu.com. F-H-U www.lovesimple.com. Simple. And go to, when you see this, when you get to the site, go to free. You'll see it up there, very big. And then two opportunities arise. One, 7-minute meditation. Get it. And use it a couple of times a day. Every time you focus on that, it will come into your iPhone and then go away. And then you go, and it's always there. But you can't take it with you, but it's always there if you need it, always for free. And there's a reason why we have to do that, because if we didn't do that, keep it safe. I couldn't remember the words that means that legally. But there it is for you always, and you don't have to put your name in. We don't want to know who you are, so our veterans can go there and not worry. And you know what I mean. Then the other one is, when you're finished with that one, after a few weeks, you might want to try Be Still and Know. I know what that means. And between the two, or just the first one, your mind will switch around, basically speaking. In other words, instead of being upset with cruelty, I'm trying to show you that if you could find the antidote for emotion, which is the light within you. You want to see a little bit of light? Do you really want to? I'll show you. Close your eyes. I'm just going to show you. I'm not going to do a meditation with you. I just want you to see something in a way you will never have ever discovered that will take you a long, long way. A long way to whom? Our Creator. That's it. But you, now close your eyes, and all I want you to see is little pixels moving across the screen of your mind. Do I make myself clear? Let me say it again. With your eyes closed, turn off the light in your room. Walk around, turn the light off and it's black as it can be. And then look at your eyelids and you see little pixels moving across. You may see a picture of your mother or your father or somebody you hate. And it keeps on coming at you. And you always fought it and you always lost. It got worse. But let's just say it comes up again. What you are seeing on the inside of your light, of your eyes, I'm sorry, the inside, you are inside, you're a spirit. We're dealing with spirits. Not with anything else. What I'm sharing with you is spiritual. It is the first rule of spiritualization of the soul. Now I say it again. Look at your eyelid from the inside. Now before, let me just stop there for a minute. Have you ever had a dream, and it's a frightening dream, and it's got three dimensions, and you have a nightmare? Don't you see that what you're looking at is like real and three dimensions, and it scares you? But you see it because there's light from within showing you and trying to talk with you occasionally to have meaning. But just get that point. Where did that light come from while you're sleeping? Do you see that point I made? Now let's start again. Now, you're wide awake now. Anything can happen in your sleep. Something good or something bad. But you will see it as if you had another pair of eyes. Now let me come back again. Without going to sleep, which I don't want you to go to sleep, I want you to be aware. I want you to be in the now. And the way that I'm saying it is, I want you to look at your eyelids from the inside and watch the little pixels or movements, a twinkle or whatever. But you can see it. And you see that it's a little bright than the room you're in. If you have a very black room, it might be much more evident. But the fact that you can see from another eye that's coming through. Now, what I'm saying, what you will experience is a light. And as you look at that light, it means that you have the extension of a light coming in you. You haven't created the light. The light is coming through you so you can see the image from within. You can see an image nice and clear sometimes, but you can see it. That's what you fight, thinking that fighting with your emotion, of course. You can get rid of it. You can't. It takes your energy out the more you try, and it will be the extension of it more. And it's a spirit. And every one of you have the same spirit, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, let me touch that. Now, I wanted to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, but the good Lord didn't want me to. I think now I can say it. Don't go away. I'll show you what I mean. I will show you how the end of it is, and how the spirit of that dark side does the same thing for all of us. Veterans and all of our people who experience the horrors that await us. Alright, now, I said that I think I'm free now to explain post-traumatic stress disorder, because most of you have it without knowing. Now, what we have is wonderful men who love our country. They are decent men, decent to the degree that decent is, and then it tapers off in some way. We shall discuss that in just a few minutes. There are some men who are strong and able to see the most horrible things. I mean horrible, and let it go. That's what they're there for, to kill the evil ones, which usually are evil, horrible. And evil is used to control and win a war. I want you to know, just by, without my knowing the numbers, but when soldiers come back from a war, and dealing with evil, not just ordinary soldiers, but really, really, like it's ISIS, really, really evil and horrible, meaning it will cut you to pieces. He's seen it. You see women being beaten and her stomach cut out and baby's head rolled. I'm going to make it so. It's horrible. It's the whole way they win is that. It's horrible. It shocks. Ah, shocks. That's the word. The modern soldier, the greatest soldier, has not seen this, they've heard of it, but they've experienced it now. One thing after another, horror, horror. At Vietnam, the soldiers injected the children against a disease, and when they, a week later, they came back and find a whole pile of arms cut off. Do you see that? Do you see the horror? They're not ready for it. They don't know how to deal with it. And the demon, I'm talking about demons, because it's the demons with you. But look at this. How horrible. How could a person do this thing? And others. I'm just giving you one that I remember. And the shock he takes home. He's the extension of the person that shocked him. And he has the memory of all that shock. He won't let it go. Just like it won't let your own kind of shock, which is not so bad, but it gets worse and worse and worse, and eventually you die from cancer and God knows what. Nearly all the problems that you have are variations of horror and anger. And anger, and doing unto others what was done to you, and never getting any rest, or getting some rest and becoming addicted to hurting other people, like the people I just mentioned, the evil ones, with his arms piled up, because they were injected to overcome a disease by love. Get it? So, every one of them come back shocked. And everyone comes home with a... Let's put it this way. It's a demon. It is the same... Every one of them has the same demon. And you have the same demon. Because there's only one evil. And there's only one God. And that one God can feed every human being into his graciousness, to become your grandpa, or your real father. But let me not play here. Let me show you what it does when he tries to overcome it. Just the same as I spoke to you just a little while ago. When you get upset with your mother, and your mother comes back to you every now and then, you get resentful. You get angry at the memory. You get, but it's there. And every little or any little upset here sets the stage for your remembrance of an image of your parents, and it brings it up, and you don't know how to deal with it, so you resent it, and when you resent it, it's got you again. And I said in the beginning, anything that upsets you, even if it's an image in your head, will control you and take up the energy you have, so it becomes a real thing inside your head. And the only way you can get rid of it is drugs, alcohol, you name it. This doesn't get rid of it. The evil comes up in different ways, from the forests of South America with all the drugs, the opioids, and to give you a sense of worthless worth. And the more you take of it, the worse you become. You're actually enjoying a sense of worth, which makes you worthless. It makes you more unworthful as you were. There comes a point where the person, let me just go back to the soldiers again, and those who have the same relationships with the horror of their life. And so when they come home, they bring home the enemy. and they're no longer themselves, and they're sort of in a hypnotic state. And when it's, and when, if you go to my website, Facebook, and see what I do, you can see it happening. I haven't got enough time to explain it. But every soldier, every veteran, has exactly the same problem, exactly the same spirit. And this spirit begins to speak to you. So you go home. And oh, you all go home. And you all go home with the horror of that particular emotion, which you try to forget, but you can't forget what got in. You can forget what it was, but you can't forget what's inside you. It's no longer you. And it will speak to you, actually speak to you. I know you can think of yourself. Listen, say Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, you spoke that out loud? Do it. Mary had a little lamb. Go ahead, do it. I'll show you something. Okay, have you done it? Just do it. Now, sing it to yourself, but no words. Just imagine it and see the words. You can actually, your thoughts, you can almost hear them, but you're not hearing them. It's like hearing them. It's your thoughts. Those thoughts you don't want. It means I could control you with that. If I went it further, I could get those thoughts that you think. So, first of all, Mary had a little doubt. You shouldn't have done it. But having done it, and I say, look at it in your thoughts. And it will talk to you, but you don't have to have a noise. You can actually hear it. Mary had a little lamb. I've already hypnotized you. I just did it. Be careful. Now I'm going to tell you. I want you to avoid that. I want you to see what I did to you. You shouldn't have done it. You should have quietly done. But you see, we're hungry for meaning. I took advantage of it just for a minute. I want to take away that advantage, you see? Because it isn't good. Now let me say to you, my veteran friends, especially you, because you're special, really are, but you're no longer yourself. And psychology, nobody can cure it. Nobody! Except me. Because they won't admit that's what it is. And one day, everybody does the same thing. It says to you, if you don't kill yourself, I'll kill your family. And it will do it several times. And eventually you will kill yourself because you believe it. You believe that you will kill your family. Who understands that now? Post Office Box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. See, if you go to fhu.com, you get straight at those, and they're freedom. They're all free. Be still and know. And 7 minutes of meditation as many times as you want. And you will see. And follow the yellow brick road of Roy Masters. And let me show you how to overcome all that. I'm just giving you the essence of why you cannot survive. Nobody. But I can help you to survive and become perfect as your Father in heaven.